Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Stories from home and away.
Time to take a little peek behind the curtains into the, well, you know, just the home life or things that are going on away from the studio. What do you got for us this morning, Rob?
Yes, well, we know the showdown was on last night. 39,190 people all there, all up and about, all waiting for the showdown medalist to be named. So there was a bit of drama around that. They couldn't get the votes down because the phone reception was off. The media manager at the Crows was... he's in isolation, so he's normally at the ground.
Oh.
He gets the votes, delivers it to the MC, which I think was Sodas last night, and he does it. So we're standing around for 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes.
Well, you'd think they would have made a late change, wouldn't you? Obviously, 100%. With Geordie kicking that goal late, so they would have been scurrying around trying to get that happening.
So no one knew what was going on, so I'm on the boundary for Triple M, thinking that, you know, I'm sort of starting to forge my media career and start to get... start to get around and introduce myself to a few people. And so we're standing there for a few minutes. I've walked over the Crows race, had a bit of a chat to Tex, and then I've sort of started to wander back and go, what's going on here? Why aren't they announced the winner? Walked over to the Port Adelaide, had a little quick chat to Paul Stewart. And just said, hey, the boys, everyone was flat as a tack. Anyway, on my way back to the race, because I had to get down to the Crows room to interview a player after they won, but this is really extending out now. I've seen the Fox footy crew start to make their way down and walking on the ground. So
perfect.
The call team on the ground last night was Nick Del Santo, Matthew Pavlich, and the Chief.
Big names.
He's a Triple M man.
Bloody oath.
Triple M man. So start to wander over and... say to Pav, know him a little bit, shake his hand, said, Pav, well, what a game. He gives me a little bit, not a great deal. They're sort of in TV mode.
Mm-hmm.
Nicky Dell walks over and start to have a chat to him. Amazing. We're speaking for a couple of minutes and I go to introduce myself to the Chief.
Jason
Dunstall. I've said, here you going? And he has looked at me and he's gone, who is this fat, weird, young Triple M bloke trying to talk to me? He turned his back on me.
Are you serious?
He gave me nothing. Absolute donuts I got from Jason Dunstall last night. I don't think he knew. He didn't want to know who I was or anything. He just turned his back. I'm there trying to introduce myself and he gave me nothing.
Wiped him off like a dirty ass.
I can't believe it.
He's absolutely giving me donuts and sort of turned his back and I'm standing there trying to have a conversation with these three superstars of the game and the Chief's giving me donuts and I've had to wander away. The most awkward thing I've ever been through and I just felt so embarrassed.
He's gone after his physical appearance as well.
He's nailed him. He's absolutely crucified him.
He didn't say a word. That's what I think he's gone through his mind. I don't know if he knows that I played AFL or not. I've just walked away and I've gone.
I don't believe this. Tom, I don't believe this. No. I remember when I was at the Renegades and the Chief was heading it all up. President of the club. You know, we'd see him at the training sessions and he'd be talking to Finchie as much as he was talking to the first-year rookie. It's believe him. I'm not sure about this, Rocky. I reckon you're selling him short.
All I know is that Rock, in the past 3 weeks, has been dropped from the Grange Dolphins, doesn't get involved with Triple M footy, and now the Chiefs popped him off.
it was one of those moments where you don't want to meet your heroes.
In the sand. Sucked in, Rock.